Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, a proposal in Sacramento would make it easier to cut down Joshua trees in favor of new development. We bring you a preview of a multi-museum event celebrating local history around the Arroyo Seco.
It allows them to kind of dip their toe in and see a portion of history.
And later, a new travel guide compiled 40 of Southern California's great hikes and paired them with local independent breweries to enjoy after working up a sweat. I meet the author for a cold one.
I tasted like 190 beers in just the past year and been to like 50 plus breweries for the book.
It's Sunday, May 5th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. Protesters have cleared out of USC's pro-Palestinian encampment this morning. Police surrounded the area and warned students that they would be arrested if they did not leave, and no arrests were reported. The university sent out an alert to students early this morning, notifying them that campus security was working with the LAPD to empty the encampment and urged students to comply. USC's commencement ceremonies are set to start this week. A previous encampment was cleared by campus security and the LAPD April 24th, during which 93 people were arrested. In other news, a bill advancing in the state legislature could make it easier to cut down Joshua trees for development. CalMatters Ryan Sabalo has more.
Palmdale Assemblymember Juan Carrillo, who introduced the legislation, agrees that the Joshua tree is an iconic symbol of his home district. But he says the efforts to protect the trees are barriers to development in his economically disadvantaged Mojave Desert District.
The high desert has been forgotten for decades, and that's one of the reasons I decided to run for office.
Developers now have to pay for each tree they remove, but the fees are lower for things like small housing projects. This bill would extend those perks to large commercial and industrial projects to help encourage development. The bill passed its first committee in late April, despite the objections of nearly every major environmental group in the state.
That's Ryan Sabalo with our partners at CalMatters. Protests continue across college campuses, calling for divestment from Israel, with comparisons being drawn to the anti-apartheid movement. Here is student activist historian Angus Johnston.
There are some issues that may be won on a few campuses in the short term. But as with the question of apartheid divestment, I suspect that a lot of these students understand that they're in for the long haul.
He says that the anti-apartheid student protests started in the 1950s, decades before gaining more mainstream attention. You can read more about the history of college protests at LAist.com. Meanwhile, spring is often the season for weddings. But as views on marriage change, so are people's ideas surrounding the ceremony. And micro-weddings with 25 to 50 guests are an increasingly popular trend in the industry. Here is Jamie Trabert, owner of the planning agency Our Little Wedding.
People are starting to feel that this kind of traditional American wedding is really performative. And micro-weddings are allowing people to kind of have a day that's more authentic to them, freeing them up from any rules and expectations.
Micro weddings or elopement ceremonies often take place at unconventional venues like national parks, Airbnbs, restaurants, and even bookstores. And speaking of elopements, some are opting for no guests at all. Here is Emma Thurgood, an elopement specialist and micro wedding planner.
You know, so it's not that elopements are necessarily like cheap and that doesn't cost any money. They like the idea that they don't have to spend as much on an elopement, but then also the money they do spend, they can allocate it to things that they care more about.
You can learn more about this niche in the wedding industry at LAist.com. And today you can enter 5 Northeast LA museums for free for Museums of the Arroyo Day. One of them is Pasadena's historic Gamble House. Director Cheryl Scott says there will be opportunities to learn more about local architecture, but people will also be welcome to use the grounds for lawn games and picnics.
Having all of these institutions work together, people are curious. It allows them to kind of dip their toe in and see a portion of history. They see that we are not static institutions.
Another participating location is the LA Police Museum, which is unveiling a new exhibit focused on true crime. Here's museum director Erica Arias.
We're really trying to bring focus to that side of LA history and LAPD history and how they were involved in that.
Or if architectural history is more your thing, you can check out the Lummis House and its historic stone facade. Here is that director, Christian Rodriguez.
Lummis built this house as an homage to his passion for the history of the Southwest, but it's a heightened Instagram-ready fantasy take on the Southwest.
Entry during museums for the Arroyo Day is free and runs today from noon until 4. Heritage Square and the Pasadena Museum of History, they're also participating. And if you'd like to see more than one museum, they will have a shuttle. The LA County Fair starts this weekend. It'll feature information on California's agriculture, as well as an attraction dedicated to LA's local parks. Here's County Fair spokesperson Renee Hernandez.
For America's Great Outdoors, promotes national parks and state parks and talks to our guests about getting out into the great outdoors, people information about hikes in our local mountains, and you can even get a tree seedling and to take it home and plant it.
This year, the fair is partnering with the Grand Park Foundation and its All Skates for Alzheimer's roller rink. Fair visitors can skate for free while learning about mental health. The skates will be provided. There's also pinball machines, so guests can enjoy some arcade nostalgia. And of course, there will be fair food. The new snack item this year is the Midway Gourmet's Pickle Split. It's a twist on the classic banana split sundae, but instead of a sliced banana at the bottom, it's a pickle topped with chamoy and tahine. The fair is open Thursday through Sunday until May 27th. You can get discounted tickets and parking online at lacountyfair.com. And the Eta Aquarids meteor shower peaks this weekend. Get away from light pollution and you can see about 10 to 30 shooting stars per hour. Meteors are most visible between midnight and dawn, and you want to, of course, hope to avoid cloud cover. This meteor shower will last until May 27th. It happens every spring. More after this break.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at laist.com/events.
How to LA is our love letter to Los Angeles. We'll tell you where to get a yummy torta, a bowl of congee, and of course, a burger.
It's a beef sausage blend, fried egg, grilled onions, and then raspberry jam.
What hiking trails to check out.
This feels like we're out in the mountains.
And where to take in some culture.
Limerick Park, they've been fostering jazz for decades.
LA's a big place with a lot going on, so we got you. Subscribe to How to LA from LA Studios wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back now to the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin. California has some of the most beautiful and diverse hiking experiences in the world. We also have some stellar independent breweries where a thirsty hiker can grab a beer and a snack. A new book, Beer Hiking Southern California, The Tastiest Ways to Discover SoCal Beaches, Mountains, and Deserts, offers 40 hikes and nearby breweries all around Southern California. I met author Joanna Flashman at one of her recommendations, R.T. Rogers in Sierra Madre, and she shared why she paired that brewery with the Mount Wilson hike to First Water.
Funny story about this one, actually. I originally was going to do a waterfall hike that's like 3 miles away that I was originally going to choose because it's a super, super popular hike. And I did that one the morning before coming to the brewery. Came to the brewery, had the interview with everyone here. They were like, well, you have to do Mount Wilson. you're featuring Mount Wilson, right? You're featuring the hike to Mount Wilson, like at least to First Water, you got to do that hike. And so it was that point where I was like, everyone here is going to look at this book, and if it's not Mount Wilson, they're going to be like, why isn't it Mount Wilson? So that evening, me and my partner went out at sunset, went and did a second hike up to First Water. It was an incredible choice. Like, it was gorgeous, especially at sunset. It is definitely a trek. It's hard because it's pretty steep.
You rate the hikes and the difficulty of them. How hard is this trail?
So it is moderate.
But moderate still means like you got to put some work in.
Yeah. I did put in some serious thought into what was an easy, a moderate, and a strenuous. And at the same time, I think moderate was the widest range, because you had things that were like 7 miles, but no elevation, as well as a 2 mile hike, but it had a good amount of elevation.
You gave a lot of good information too. So that context is in the book.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely context of the elevation and the distance. And then further in the description, I might say something like, you know, this is a moderate, but there is one bit that is harder and you can maybe avoid it.
So what's the highlight of the First Water hike? Anything you remember that you're like, ugh, this is why this has to go in the book?
To First Water, you get to this little creek part of it, and it looks like somewhere fairies should live, honestly. Which kind of goes along with the fairy tale theme of R.T. Rogers.
That's right. There is a fairy tale theme. Yes. Tell folks what that means.
Sure, yeah. So each beer here is modeled or is named after a fairy tale character or some sort of like whimsical character. So you have the Gold Spinner's Hef.
Is that Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
That is the beer that you recommend to match with this hike.
Yes.
How did you pick this one?
Part of it was like we were trying all of them and this one had a super interesting taste. But I also really liked that it shifts with how recently it's been brewed. Like when it's first brewed, you get more of the like clove, but as it ages, it gets more of a banana-y flavor.
Uh-huh.
The one that we tasted that day, it had that like very clear banana notes, and I was like, oh, that's really cool.
I think I can smell it a little bit in there.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, let's
cheers.
That's really refreshing.
Yeah.
It's not like banana beer, but it's a very subtle note.
Yeah, but it gets stronger the older the beer.
We're here in the San Gabriel Valley, but you're all over Southern California in this book. Are there any other spots, be they a brewery or a hike, that you wanted to shout out?
Black Star Canyon Falls is a lovely, adventurous hike that goes to this gorgeous waterfall. It's in Orange County. Brewery-wise, Chula Vista Brewery down around San Diego has some of the best beer that I've had.
And you've tried a lot of beers by this point.
I've tried a lot of beers. I counted it up recently. I was talking to a friend about this and was like, yeah, you know, I'm 27 and I've had probably over 200 beers or tasted 200 different beers.
But you wrote a book with it. You did something very productive with this beer drinking, which most folks in their 20s cannot say. So well done.
Thanks.
That was Joanna Flashman, author of Beer Hiking Southern California, The Tastiest Ways to Discover SoCal's Beaches, Mountains, and Deserts, which is out now. It's part of a whole series of travel guides to explore regions through nature and beer. You could read more about it at LAist.com. Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our Vice President of Podcasts is Shayna Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios operates within the homelands of the Gabrielino Tongva people,
We recognize the painful history of displacement, settler colonialism, and erasure of the people, their language, and their sovereignty. Visit laist.com/land for more information. We encourage you to get curious about the land on which you live and work.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS for a morning of multilingual story times, interactive performances, art making, and lots of kid fun. Bring the whole fam and join us for a super fun Saturday at LAS in Pasadena on June 1st. Tickets at LAS.com/events. See you there.